This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Blasting into your life a taste of the day, the DJV way. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer is not with us today. Victoria Keelan is, and Kara Schillen is in her usual spot right there as the home person in our main studio in at our originating network, Radio America. I say that because we're on four or five different networks, but the sound that everybody hears, it isn't important, I suppose, right? Am I being too technical, too much in the weeds? People don't really care how they get this, right? As they get it.
Yep.
All right, so let's get it. There's something going on because we're in October. It seems that we have decided inadvertently to talk about Halloween in many segments of the program. I think last week we had three or four different stories floating around what it, how much money people are spending and what they're spending it on and what it, that kind of stuff. So now we have a twist, in a manner of speaking. The ghouls are out. Is that right, Victoria?
Yeah, you could say that. Yep. So this is, I think, is so interesting. So the Supreme Court is now starting their new session, and the term begins today. And so the early October is when the Supremes come back and get to work. They've got lots of different things to look at, lots of interesting cases. But one of the most, I think, notorious cases that they'll be dealing with actually involves the legendary pirate Blackbeard. And if you ever thought that RBG, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, would be doing a case about Blackbeard, it is like it's just a complete culture clash. It's hilarious. But anyway, so the reason that they're looking into this case is this is over a dispute of a sunken pirate ship that it was captained 300 years ago by Blackbeard. And this case pits North Carolina against a video production company that has been documenting the salvaging of the shipwreck, which the name of the ship is called Queen Anne's Revenge. And it ran aground in 1718, but it wasn't discovered until 1996. So this is right off the coast of North Carolina, which is really interesting. And so North Carolina, the state, actually owns the pirate ship and the artifacts that have been recovered from the ship. They posted video and photos, and it was shot. All of this was documented by a company called Nautilus Productions, and it's part of North Carolina's tourism efforts. And so they want, which is, if you think about it, this is a really cool tourist attraction. And so this is a statute called Blackbeard's Law, and this is actually what they're using to convert the salvage effort into public record. More than 300 items from the sunken ship are now displayed at the state-owned North Carolina Maritime Museum, including a 2-ton cannon from the ship. The state holds annual pirate festivals to mark the Blackbeard's notoriety and all of that. And so federal law actually protects copyrighted material from infringement, and so a federal appeals court agreed with North Carolina that the states are immune under the 11th Amendment to the Constitution from some private copyright infringement claims, which is actually what's going on now. Now, the videographers are going after the state of North Carolina, saying that that's actually not okay with them. That's why this has gone all the way to the Supreme Court. They said after Nautilus Productions spent nearly two decades creating works by photographing and filming at considerable risk, the underwater excavation of Blackbeard's famed Queen Anne's Revenge, the state brazenly pirated them. That is exactly the quote from Nautilus Productions, no pun, I'm sure, intended on pirated. But so that's actually what the Supremes are going to have to deal with to figure out who is the rightful owner of all of that material. And does Nautilus Productions get a considerable chunk of that money, which kind of sounds like they should, since they filmed all of this stuff for 20 years. course, but it's a really interesting case, and you would never think that a pirate ship from 1718 would now be in 2019 in front of
especially,
the Supreme Court. But,
well,
yeah,
but cool. In terms of the reality of what's left, remember a month or so ago when we were talking about the Titanic and the state of the Titanic,
yeah,
that there are these bacteria that eat away at the remains, and that at some point in time they will have eaten the ship. The ship's eaten and be gone.
Well, and the difference with the Titanic and with, like, there, it's really interesting when you look at this Blackbeard's ship. The things, like, the anchor is fully intact. It's a 3,000-pound anchor. The cannons, lots of different artifacts, because the water is not that deep. Where this actually ran aground, it literally ran aground right off the coast of North Carolina in Beaufort. So it's really not.
A lot of ships ran off.
Yeah,
ran aground off that. Yeah.
Yeah, because, well, a lot of people, like, even when you see, I know Kara and I were talking about this over the summer, I think, Kara, didn't you go to North Carolina, right, you went to the beach there? But there's a shelf right off of the coast of North Carolina, which is, we were talking about shark attacks at the time, and lots of sharks kind of, it's very shallow there, and people don't think that it is, and then the shelf kind of drops off, and then it gets a lot deeper, but that's where a lot of ships run aground, and it's only maybe 50 yards wide, where it's this shelf that sits right, like a sandbar that sits right off the coast of North Carolina. It's a breeding ground for sharks, but it's also pretty dangerous if you're running a pirate ship.
If that's the case, yeah.
If you're pirating, or if you're piloting a pirate ship, it's not a great place to be. So you can
still have pirate ships off the coast of the Carolinas these days?
I don't know. I mean, we've got
Somalians
pirate ships.
Have come a long way.
Yeah, the Somalians. Yeah, we've got lots of pirate ships everywhere else. But it is really cool, and the fact that the water is not that deep is why they've been able to save so many of these artifacts, which is, I think, it's just the coolest thing ever. I love pirate lore, so I think it's very cool.
Yes. That's very convincing. So the latest, when it comes to this movie, The Joker, you two were talking, Karen and Victoria were talking off the air about the movie. It's nothing but a horror show, literally and figuratively, as far as I can tell. And it did well at the box office. Somebody posted...
Beyond well, yeah.
Yeah.
It broke
records.
What
am I missing here? I know that I don't do a radio program that's like anybody and everybody else's, but who the hell wants to go see this Joker terrorize?
I kind of feel like at first I heard about it. I heard, oh, well, it's violent and whatever. And so I totally dismissed it. However, over the weekend, I was watching something on TV, and an extended trailer for The Joker came on, and I watched it, and it looks like actually most of the movie, Joaquin Phoenix is not in Joker makeup. It really is the story of the human being behind it. And I kind of actually found it a little bit intriguing. I don't know that I'm going to see it, because I still kind of want to do some research on how violent it really is. But I can understand that the sort of origin story of it seems kind of intriguing. And I love Joaquin Phoenix. I think he's an incredible actor. Yeah. So I don't know. I kind of had a different take on it. But it made $93.5 million over the weekend. And... Mm. It actually broke the record for an October opening. It beat Spider-Man's Venom was an $80 million opening last year. And so internationally, The Joker, they said, earned $140 million over the weekend. And it's a $234 million global debut, which is just massive.
So there's an ad.
People love Batman and The Joker and that whole franchise.
Nah, it's too gross. It's gross. I've only seen one or two of the Batman movies, and I don't care that much for them. But here's something that's an interesting wrinkle, if you'll pardon the pun. An ad and a phone number for a person playing Wrinkles the Clown. This guy is from Florida, and he will, for a cash fee, creep around, lurk around your kid until... This is for children who are misbehaving. Somebody, some demented mother or father, interested in traumatizing their child, and in this way, this is deemed appropriate so that it comes, that it's available, this being comes to your house.
Yeah, I'm not sure this is going to make them behave better. It's only going to traumatize them for the rest of their life and turn them into a psycho or something.
Yeah.
So this clown, like the movie, I'm guessing, right?
If you Google Wrinkles the Clown, you'll get the story of this spooky guy. He's a sort of a circus weirdo, from what I can tell. I don't know what this motivation would be for getting this guy, but the fact that he's out there. And he's caught the attention of a couple of people in the news media with his postings. Did you find him, Kara? I'm figuring.
Yeah, I also, apparently there's a documentary about him that just came out.
For Halloween,
Yeah, so I guess he's kind of, I don't know. It's the whole thing is very weird. Yeah. But I guess this is sort of based on, like, the movie. I think it's the movie It, which the second one just came out not long ago, and it's been breaking all kinds of box office records, and that's the weird clown Pennywise, I think is his name. But that's who Wrinkles kind of looks like. So it's probably a spinoff of that, but weird. Why would anyone... Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Like, why would a parent even
as a society become so disturbed, I guess, is the question, the food for thought question. Remember, I always... think that when we ask questions, you're going to think about answering them. It's 18 after the hour here on the DJV show.
Are you ready for the eating season and the weight gain that comes with it? Well, if you're taking Calitrin, you can actually lose weight during the eating season. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I'm happy.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Adam. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
See, real people are getting real results with Calitrin, and it's huge, 86% success rate. You've got to try it for yourself. Go to toploss.com to find out more and to register to win a 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
A lot of you have helped build MyPillow into the amazing American company it is. Now, Mike Lindell, who's the inventor and the CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, listeners of the DJV program. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products. You go to MyPillow.com right now, click on Radio Listener Specials. Use the code DJV, and you can buy, for example, a body pillow. Usually $89, now $29. Wow, what a savings using the code DJV. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, save up to 50% and more on the body pillow. That's the great example I've got for you right now. $29.99, usually $89.99. Enter the promo code DJV for these great specials. Again, MyPillow.com. And the code is DJV.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This song a lot. Gaga celebrating a year after The Star Is Born came out and the soundtrack was released. Does it seem like a year? Good heavens. That movie is around playing all over the place on cable. It's 24 after the hour here on the DJV program with Victoria Cara, the Dougster, and Ms. Gaga. Soundtrack featuring Shallow, one of the songs that Gaga and Bradley Cooper did together. It's reached double platinum. Double platinum status.
In all the good times I find myself longing for change.
Something.
And in the bad times I feel.
I don't know how to best describe her voice. Haunting, I think. This song, especially. Gaga has been presented with a plaque honoring the achievement of reaching double platinum status, which notes the soundtrack's 6 million albums. Shallow won 2 Grammys, including one for the Best Pop Duo Group Performance, an Oscar, a Golden Globe over the course of this awards season this past year. After receiving the plaque, Gaga, sporting a new bubblegum pink hair, of course she is, posed with her latest trophy in front of shelves stacked with her prior prizes. She shared this a year ago, A Star Was Born, and here we are, 6 times pink platinum. Yeah.
It's amazing. This soundtrack just, oh, I hear it every
once
in a while.
The movie, the whole experience.
Yeah, it just doesn't get old. This soundtrack is incredible.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of other versions of this movie have been made. I've actually never seen any of the other versions. I've heard they're all pretty terrible. But but I thought this version was really wonderful. Their chemistry, her voice, the songs,
Do they have something going, or what did you say last week? She's dating somebody else? Did you say
that?
She
is dating someone. She's dating one of the recording engineers that she's actually worked with
That can't
for
last.
A while.
that.
But you don't think so?
It's been going on for months.
Yeah.
Yeah, quite a while.
Although she's been engaged twice now to other people, so who knows?
Yeah.
So that's that story.
Here's I still think she should be with Bradley, though.
Yeah, of course. But he's pretty straight. He doesn't need to be right. He does probably. She likes her weed and.
She kind of likes bad boys, I think.
Weed and whiskey. Yeah,
weed and whiskey.
Bradley Cooper.
Yeah.
Weed and whiskey. Yeah, that's. Like she
Bradley's
should be with
sober.
Willie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Sia making some musical noise, shared on various posts that she's living with a neurological disease that causes chronic pain. She's offered words of encouragement to those who are struggling with it as well. This post from her, she's an Australian, if you didn't know that. She's been diagnosed with Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, which targets the body's connective tissue. Wow, that's got to be something else. She reached out to others coping with pain, whether physical or emotional, in a note. She said, quote, I just wanted to say to those of you suffering from pain, I love you. Keep going. Life is hard. Pain is demoralizing, and you're not alone. Last few years have seen several world tours and festival headlining performances from Sia. With her last tour wrapping up in December of 2017, she released Labyrinth, Sia, and Diplo Present, LSD, her electro-pop project with Diplo and Labyrinth. That's the, I guess, LSD, right? L-S, Labyrinth. See you. I got it.
Yeah.
Ah, pretty good, Kara, huh? I got it all figured out all by myself. Woo! Good stuff. So let's have a hold a good thought for her and others that may have that malady. 28 after the hour on the DJV program.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A second whistleblower is now coming forward in the Ukraine scandal involving President Trump and a phone call he made in July to the Ukrainian president. A Washington law firm claims it's representing multiple whistleblowers in that case. Meanwhile, Vice President and former Indiana Governor Mike Pence is being criticized by a former GOP member of Congress, as former Florida Congressman David Jolly believes Pence is complicit in impeachable behavior with President Trump.
In moments of consequence, he disappears. In moments of scandal, he suggests he knows nothing about it.
So Jolly says the House should be opening an impeachment inquiry into Pence, his press secretary dismissing the request, saying it's just another attempt from do-nothing Democrats to advance a partisan impeachment effort. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world run a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Fixing things is what we're all about. It's fixing ideas into your head, much as anything else. DJV Show, 34 after the hour. Hi. I brought two of my friends to play. We're going to play with you. Let's have a nice time with little Victoria and little Kara. They're all here on the DJV program to have a good time. We'll play in the sandbox. We've just been talking about my son's marriage this coming weekend in Los Angeles, too. Is it, you refer to her as his betrothed? Is that the right way of referring to her?
I don't know. I've never said that. I would just say fiance.
Yeah, I suppose. Well,
betrothed, I don't know. That sounds
probably an old school reference to...
does that mean married or does that mean promised?
Betrothed to? I think promised.
Either way, it sounds like property, so I think that's probably why I don't ever think
they probably don't use that, yes. At any rate, we have a lot of things going on. Here,
it's going to be a fun weekend.
Yeah, it should be fun. My daughter is having a get-together for all the people that are coming from the family on Friday night. And then Saturday is the rehearsal dinner at Sophie's parents' home. And then Sunday they get married in Pasadena. And among other things, typically, they're both very much alike. They're very kindred spirits. And so they both have tattoos, and they're going to have a tattoo artist as part of the wedding ensemble.
That's really cool.
Having tattoos. And so Brendan says to me yesterday, Dad, what are you going to get for a tattoo? I said, Brendan, what are you talking about? I'm going to get a tattoo. He said, we have one especially for you. So, of course, I bit and said, all right, what do you have? A bulldog. You can have a bulldog tattooed on your shoulder or your butt or wherever you want to have the... And I thought to myself, why do I want to have a tattoo? He has quite a few tattoos. And I thought to myself, okay, well, maybe I'll get it. But you both are telling me now it hurts. I know it
well,
hurts.
Well, it depends where you get it. So I have two. I have on each
really?
Wrist, on the inside, and one on the outer wrist. And
yeah.
So anywhere that you're any time close to a bone, that's,
yeah,
you're going to feel it. Now, on the shoulder, but also sometimes, too, if you're very muscular, like Lewis has one tattoo that we got together for our one-year anniversary, and
mm-hmm.
he has it on his inner left bicep, and he said
yeah.
that actually hurt a lot more than he thought because he's very muscular
really?
In his arms. So
yeah.
sometimes if you have fat, that's where you don't feel it. So
yeah.
I would say pick a fatty spot if you're going to do, because a bulldog is going to be, that's kind of an intricate tattoo. There are
yeah.
a lot of lines yeah. that they've got to draw in to make mm-hmm. a bulldog
so
look
how
like
do
a bulldog.
Sit down. If I have to do it on my butt, can you sit down afterwards?
I wouldn't recommend it on your butt because that means you won't be able to sit while it's healing. It
really?
Is, it's an open wound, and it has it takes time to heal. So
I don't have. I'm
it,
like Lewis. I have mostly muscle
yeah.
in important places. So
well,
I don't
then
know.
You're gonna
I
have to suck it up
I got
and put
a little,
it on your shoulder.
I got a little fat in my belly.
Put it
there. A little fat in there. Fat in the belly and fat in the can.
You don't want to put it anywhere where you're going to have, like, anything abrasive, like a belt or, you know, clothing that's going to be a seam. You don't want any of that because it has to heal.
No.
So you're going
yeah.
to be wrapped in cellophane for a couple days, you know, while it's healing. So
yeah.
pick a spot wisely. But, I mean, a bulldog is a great idea since you love bulldogs and you had Charlotte and you now have Daisy May, but... that's an intricate tattoo. I would probably suggest starting with something smaller.
All right.
Like
I'll
maybe Charlotte's initials or something. you know, start small.
We'll see. Kara, do me a favor and find that Eat the Babies cut. I want to get to that after Victoria brings us up to date on something else, but I think that needs some airing and some time.
Eat the babies?
Yeah, I'll tell you the story after. You, it's your turn. You tell us the story.
I'm interested to hear Doug's version of the story. So
what, eat the babies?
Yeah, I'm interested to see how you tell that story.
Okay.
I don't know it, so I'm in suspense.
All right. So, but it's your turn first, and then.
All right. Well, a trending story that's happening right now is it's a warning to all. I know that you know no one likes jury duty, and most people don't really take it all that seriously. However, a judge in Florida wants everyone to know that you must take it seriously because he sentenced a 21-year-old man named DeAndre Somerville to 10 days in jail and on top of 1 year of probation and 150 hours of community service after he failed to show up for a trial in August. And so... this 21-year-old man, this was in West Palm Beach, Florida, he was chosen as a juror on August 20th for a civil trial in Florida's 15th Judicial Circuit. He was ordered to return the following day at 9:30 in the morning. He woke up late and he missed jury duty, and then he was looking online to find out what happens if you miss jury duty. He says, quote, I should have called, but I was kind of nervous. I also went online to look up what could really happen, and I didn't really see anything there. Nobody actually ever went to jail for missing jury duty. However, he is the first. So, he works for the West Palm Beach Parks and Recreation Department. He works in their after-school programs. He was cited for criminal contempt of court by this judge on September 23rd, and the judge says, when a juror is selected and sworn, the administration of justice in this courthouse depends on you following the orders of the court. And so that's why he was sentenced to 10 days in jail, a year of probation, 150 hours of community service, $223 in fines. And so he said he believes, Somerville, the guy who was sentenced, he said he believes that it was a little overdone, a little heavy-handed, but he says this was an immature decision that I made, I paid for with my freedom, I'm extremely sorry for my actions, and I delayed the trial by 45 minutes, and I didn't consider other people's time, and so he feels really bad, but he says he didn't think that he needed any rehabilitation after all this, but he still has to... pay the piper. Don't miss jury duty because some other judge is probably going to do the same thing now.
I was the foreman of a judge in that courtroom, in that courthouse, a number of years ago. Yeah. I remember, and it was interesting because at that time, I was a legal resident of Palm Beach. And so I went because I got my summons and went there. And a few years later, I was stopped for an alleged traffic violation, which it turned out I really didn't do. But in the course of things, the police officer checked my Social Security number instead of my driver's license number, and it showed that I had not shown up for jury duty in Massachusetts like 20 years ago. And it wasn't the case at all. So I went through this whole rigmarole, and when I went to court the next day, I had a plaque. Because down there, they give you a certificate, and it's rather well done, actually, of jury service and the fact that I was the foreman and all of that other stuff. And the judge looked at the police officer, because I told the police officer that he was making a mistake, and he said, no, I'm not. And I said, yeah, you are. And so the judge really scolded the police department for not really checking thoroughly and wasting the court's time. So, but I remember more of the event. I was, the jury was sitting on a trial. You know, as you suggested, there's a pre-trial to check you out to see if you're right for this particular jury. So then after we were selected, we listened to, it was like a 4 or 5 hour session. This woman was accused of drunk driving and avoiding arrest and fleeing the scene of an accident, some bunch of stuff. And it turned out that it wasn't really what it seemed at all. She had a medical condition, and when she left, she was going to the hospital. And anyway, so the police chased her there, arrested her in the parking lot of the hospital, and they threw her in jail, and she had really bad ramifications of all this stuff. It was really the police did a horrible job, and the district attorney did a horrible job. And so it took us, when we went into the jury room, about 3 seconds to find her not guilty. And so I remember as we walked out, the woman was so I could tell by looking at her that she'd been through a lot of trauma. And she was just so relieved. And as we walked out of the courtroom, I looked at her and winked at her. that's my jury, Palm Beach jury story. A lot of Americans can tell you what it feels like to get stopped by a police officer or something like that. But not many Americans can tell you what it feels like to be impeached. That seems to be on a lot of people's minds. So I found the story.
Three people can tell you that. Right?
That's right. Yeah, well, you know the story.
Or is it two?
No, three. There are three.
Jackson.
These are Nixon. People who have been impeached from other offices. The story
I was just thinking
Dana about Williamson. Williamson is a former mayor of Raceland, Kentucky. He was impeached. Let's see why he was impeached. He was tarnished with an accusation of soliciting help from a foreign power to improve his political chances.
Well,
no, he wasn't.
That sounds familiar.
No. This is Mr. Williamson is 52. Said the city council unanimously voted to remove him from office a couple of years ago. He said all he was trying to do was make things better, or as Trump would say, to make America great again. And so apparently there's some kind of a feud over power in the city, and the mayor was at, I'm thinking about this with here in Framingham. Maybe we're going to impeach the mayor here. There was talk about that early on. Anyway, you have city council, and they have different points of view, and so if you muster up enough hooch, you can impeach people. So I thought that was pretty interesting here, the story of a, this guy was a mechanic, and he became mayor of the city, and he was popular, but he didn't do what the city council wanted to do, so they impeached him. And I was wondering how many other people we might find who might, have been through that same thing. At any rate, okay, coming up, The end of the world as we know it, perhaps, after these words.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so on the DJV show, the story of a woman who was at a sort of town meeting, a town hall meeting with Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez discussing climate change. So the whole thing comes around to this woman getting up, crying and screaming about fossil fuels and wearing a T-shirt that read, "Save the Planet, Eat the Children." The woman argued that her New Deal proposal to tackle climate change was inadequate. And we only have a few months left. Here's the audio.
You know, getting rid of fossil fuel is not going to solve the problem fast enough. A Swedish professor saying, you know, we can eat dead people, but that's not fast enough. So I think your next campaign slogan has to be this. We got to start eating babies. We don't have enough time. There's too much CO2. All of you, you're pollutant. So we have to get rid of the babies. That's a big problem. Just stopping having babies is not enough. We need to eat the babies. And this is very serious. Please give a response.
Okay, she's like, yeah, thank you.
What, Ocasio?
She
didn't say anything, you know.
I don't think she's in favor of eating babies. I mean, that's very Jonathan Swift of that woman. But
it is,
still.
A matter of fact. Yeah, right, yeah. I think we all need to understand that there are a lot of solutions that we have and that we can pursue if we act in a positive way. That was what AOC said.
Yeah, without eating babies.
Yeah, without eating babies.
Yeah, the only problem with this is it's, you know, funny to listen and laugh, except it wasn't actually a fan of AOC. You know, it was somebody
it was
in this. Yeah, someone planted to try and make her look crazy. The only issue is that, you know, Donald Trump tweeted about it. Other people.
What did he say?
A commentator on, you know, he said, it sounded like a classic AOC supporter.
Oh, jeez.
A guy who is a Fox News commentator posted about it. It's just, you know, the people who don't do further research now think that this is a fan of AOC and this is what all Democrats are like.
Right. And that's what AOC is in favor of. Yeah, you're right, Karen. That's true.
Junior said something different than his dad did. It's 10 before the hour.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure. really helped the, I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. Really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend Overs.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse Anti-Aging Skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Money Pit time. Money Pit. See, I got him, Tommy. I beat him to the punch. I've got it. You've got it.
Next time you record the theme, I'm going to have you in the chorus, Doug.
All right, good for you. That sounds like an excellent idea. Tom Kreitler, who is the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program, heard around the country every weekend, and in his own right as an expert, was a home inspector for 83 years, I think he told me. And has been on his own, decided to do a radio shtick because he has the pipes for it, he's got the brains for it, he's got the imagination, creativity, he's got it. So make sure you check out MoneyPit.com and the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program and all kinds of solutions. We have people listening to our program who submit questions for Tommy. Here's Michael, who's getting ready to drywall his basement ceiling. He wants to know what he does to stiffen the floor above to eliminate bounce. This must be an older home, I'm guessing, yeah?
Well, you'll be surprised. Some of these new floor systems
have cheap houses.
Well, especially the ones that are made of these beams that are called TJIs. They're like the plywood I-beams they look like.
Yeah. They tend to be a lot more flexible. I've got some of those in one of my buildings,
They tend to be a lot more flexible. Anyway, for most older homes that have like 2x8 instead of 2x10 beams, there's a couple of ways to do this. Since you're finishing the drywall ceiling, I'm guessing you don't want another beam in the basement. But, of course, you could always put another girder in the basement. And it doesn't have to be, you know, on a 3-foot footing like you would for most main structural beams. So it's only taking the flex out of the beam. So you could use some adjustable lolly columns and a girder that goes perpendicular to those floor joists. And that would take that flex or that bounce, which is what you want to eliminate out of the floor joists above. The other thing that you could do is what's called sistering. And that term simply means that you're going to put a new beam or a second beam next to the old beam and bolt them together. Mm-hmm. Now, it's a lot of work because, remember, you got pipes and wires and everything running through those existing beams that will have to be rerouted. But in construction, when you have a floor beam that that breaks or that cracks or twists, the way to repair it is by sistering, and that's exactly what you do. You put a second one next to it, now it's twice as thick, and it takes the flex out. So you have a couple of options, Michael, depending on what you want to accomplish and how much room, and in your case, since you're dealing with the basement, how much headroom you want to give up. Typically, basements aren't quite as tall as the rest of the room, so if you put another girder in there, then you're going to have to duck around it.
Okay, my question has nothing to do with how you do it, but why is it called sistering instead of brothering?
I don't know.
Coupling or something like that. Send that question to Tom Kreidler, tom@moneypit.com. Okay, so the Money Pit Home Improvement Newsletter will help you redesign your home, come up with great ideas. You have a focus on new kitchen countertops, and there are those that are green. So what? How do we define a green kitchen countertop? What would be an example of that?
Well, it would be a natural material, for example, like, say, soapstone or granite. Solid surfacing material can be green as well. Concrete's a very green material. It's becoming a very popular kitchen countertop. Butcher block is a very green kitchen countertop. Of course, all of these products have different maintenance and repair and expenses associated with getting them in the first place. But if you choose one that's environmentally friendly, at least you're not adding, you know, to sort of the waste stream of
right.
the world.
Yeah. The Money Pit Home Improvement newsletter at moneypit.com has steps for a great indoor garden. I'm surprised you haven't heard about Lettuce Grow.
Tell me about it.
Well, it's a company started by a fellow, actually was married to, who was it, Kara? Some famous actress, Zia Zali.
Zoe Deschanel,
that's uh-huh. All right. So he was on my farm program. We talked about how this is a self-contained way for anybody who doesn't have outside space to grow stuff. We have it at the farm.
Okay.
I had some lettuce with the chicken salad last night. It was fabulous.
Huh.
It really was. So anyway, what else do you have for indoor
gardens? Well, the idea is if you want to do an indoor garden, whether it's a vegetable garden or a flower garden, we've got all the steps that you need to do that, and you don't have to be limited by space you have outside year-round, or if, say, you do have a garden outside and you wanted to sort of move it inside or have some gardening going on inside, mm-hmm. the things that you might have to do to accomplish that. Like, for example, lighting.
The proper types
of grow lights and that sort of thing. The proper watering. Temperature is really important depending on the plants and so on.
All right, Christy, quick question. Looking for a new home, how do you tell if there's been water in the basement?
You know, as a home inspector, I could always tell from the outside of the house because you'd see people that had it and were trying to deal with it, but usually in a really, really bad way, maybe by trying to extend gutters and things of that nature. If you see stains on the inside walls, grayish stains, darkish stains, usually at the corners opposite where leaders and gutters are, Christy, that's always a good sign that you may have water in the basement. We've got a great post on MoneyPit.com on tips to get rid of all that basement water.
Tom@moneypit.com. Tom Kreidler here on the DJV Show at 59 after the hour.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.